and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champs. After coming from behind, they scored a game-winning field goal with 8 seconds left to win.
Going to throw it as far as his arm can take it, which is well short. And the Kansas City Chiefs have won Super Bowl 57.
The call from Fox Sports. It took some heroic efforts by quarterback Patrick Mahomes. He was suffering from an ankle injury, but still threw 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter and engineered a final drive that led to the team being in field goal range to win it all.
We just challenged each other, man, to leave everything out there. And I don't want to say we played tight in the first half, but you didn't see that same joy that we play with. And I wanted guys to just know that. Everything we worked for is for this moment. You have to enjoy this moment. You can't let the moment overtake you. I thought the guys did that in the second half, and they fought to the very end.
Chiefs fans celebrated outside the Arizona Stadium.
I'm feeling wonderful. Andy Reid got what he deserved. He finally beat the Birds. They did him dirty. He did him right. Let's go, Chiefs.
Oh, no, I was definitely scared, but Andy Reid, that fourth quarter, he played the clock perfect. Of course, Patrick Mahomes, he's a trooper. I mean, ankle bad and everything, and he's still coming back and killing.
There will be more to celebrate Wednesday, where the team will be celebrated with a hometown parade at noon. Some Kansas City Metro schools will even be closed for it. Also at the game, when the sun shall, we shine together. Rihanna performing at halftime, and she shined. Turns out it was a baby growing in her belly. She announces that she is pregnant. China is now claiming that since last year, the U.S. has flown high-altitude balloons over Chinese airspace without permission more than 10 times. It comes after another flying foreign object was brought down over Michigan as the U.S. remains on high alert. Correspondent Christian Benavides.
Yet another foreign flying object shot in North America Sunday, this time above Lake Huron, according to lawmakers. The latest twist of the high drama playing out in the sky. It comes a day after an American aircraft, under orders from both Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and President Joe Biden, brought down the foreign flying object in Canadian airspace over the Yukon.
It represented a reasonable threat to civilian aircraft.
Success.
That incident also a day after President Biden ordered the takedown of a foreign object in Alaska on Friday.
Several explosions have rocked the Gaza Strip. Israel's military says it attacked an underground site used by terrorist group Hamas to manufacture rockets. Well, it has been 1 week since devastating earthquakes struck in Turkey and Syria. The death toll has risen to more than 33,000. This is CBS News.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's single, Dave's single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, nugs, Sam, Sam. Whew. Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $6.
For a limited time, price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only. Single item at regular price.
Dancing crew. Trip for two. Nail the final interview. Game with Doug. Brand new mug. Come here, kid. Give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
A new study.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
you say how are you, I'll get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at SeizeTheAwkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear today with a high of 46. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 30. Tonight, clear skies. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow, high of 48. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers. Wednesday, chance for snow on Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. It's Anything Goes Friday. I'll be picking up your calls in just a few moments, but a couple of quick stories I wanted to fly past you, put on your radar screen. The Brookings Institution, along with the Public Religion Research Institute, has released, this was day before yesterday, released a new poll on Christian nationalism in the United States. Now, to qualify as a Christian, and this is a survey of 6,000 Americans, so this is actually a statistically valid survey. It wasn't like, you know, hey, let's call up 35 people and ask them what they think. And they ask people questions like these. If the U.S. moves away from our Christian foundations, we will not have a country anymore. Or being Christian is an important part of being truly American. Or God has called Christians to exercise dominion over all areas of American society. If you agreed with those statements, they called you a Christian nationalist. And what they found was that, and this is pretty amazing stuff, a lot of these numbers, but 10% of American adults completely or overwhelmingly agreed with those statements. An additional 19% agree, but not totally. So that's 29% of Americans basically saying that God has created Christians to exercise dominion over all areas of American society. Who are these people? Well, nearly two-thirds of white evangelical Protestants qualify. And which is a stunning 29% of Americans, many tens of millions of people. These Christian nationalists also make up the base of the Republican Party. Republicans are four times as likely as Democrats or independents to be adherents of Christian nationalism. Support is also inversely related to educational attainment. In other words, the more education you have, the less likely you are to claim that, you know, Jesus put you in charge of America. The less education you have, the more likely you are to make that claim. Americans overall are much more likely to express a preference for the U.S. to be a nation made up of people belonging to a variety of religions. 73% of us don't like this, but adherents to Christian nationalism are seven times as likely to agree with this statement, quote, true patriots may have to resort to violence to save our country. Half of Christian nationalist adherents and nearly 4 in 10 sympathizers support the idea of an authoritarian leader. A stunning 83% of Christian nationalists think, quote, God intended America to be a new promised land where white European Christians could create a society that could be an example to the rest of the world. End quote. More than 70% of adherents embraced replacement theory, this stuff that Tucker Carlson is peddling on Fox News, that Democrats and Jews are conspiring to have black people and brown people replace white people in the United States. Nearly a quarter harbor the anti-Semitic view that Jews hold too many positions of power. And 44% of these people believe that Jews are more loyal to Israel than the United States. More than 65% think that Muslims should be banned. And almost 70% believe that, quote, the husband is the head of the household in a truly Christian family, and his wife must submit to his leadership. These people are freaks. It's just, wow. All righty. Now, last week, or maybe it was early this week, I think it was last weekend, we had this 150-car train derailment in Ohio, where the train cars burst into flames, 100-foot flames going up into the sky. They had to evacuate large chunks of the towns around them. This was the Norfolk Southern line. And it turns out that the reason that this train was not even labeled high-hazard flammable material had to do with lobbying during the Trump administration. In 2014, the Obama administration had put into place improved safety regulations. I'm reading from a piece by David Sirota over at levernews.com, and he writes, and I quote, "Then came 2017, after rail industry donors delivered more than $6 million to GOP campaigns, the Trump administration, backed by rail lobbyists and Senate Republicans, rescinded part of Obama's rule aimed at making better braking systems widespread on the nation's rails. Specifically, regulators killed provisions requiring rail cars carrying hazardous flammable material to be equipped with electronic braking systems that stop trains more quickly than the old-fashioned air brakes." Norfolk Southern had actually previously bragged about the electronic braking system, saying that it had, quote, the potential to reduce train stopping distances by as much as 60% over conventional air brake systems. But it cost a little more money, so they spent $6 million electing Republicans, and Donald Trump said, it's all good, no problem. And, it's a miracle that people didn't die in this. I mean, it's just, had it happened in a city center, it would have been insanely deadly. The third story I want to share with you, and then I'll get to your calls, is about this gross violation of human rights in Saudi Arabia. An American man, his name is Saad Alami. He's 72 years old. He and his son live in the United States. They're both U.S. citizens. He's lived here since the 1970s. He moved here from Saudi Arabia and became a naturalized U.S. citizen. So he's a U.S. citizen. His son is a full American citizen. Well, I mean, they're both full American citizens. You understand what I'm saying? He tweeted 14 tweets over the course of a couple of years while he was living in the United States that were critical of the Saudi regime, specifically around the Khashoggi killing, saying that Mohammed bin Salman should be held to account for it, and criticizing the Saudis for being unable to protect their borders from rocket fire by the Iranian Houthi rebels in Yemen. And he also agreed with naming a D.C. street after Khashoggi. So he had some land that his family owned in Saudi Arabia, and apparently whoever owned it died, and so he went to Saudi Arabia to deal with the, selling the land, getting rid of that land. And they arrested him and prosecuted him for defaming the emperor of Saudi Arabia, the despot, Mohammed bin Salman. And he was sentenced to 16 years in prison for tweeting. So the Biden administration reached out and said, hey, can you review this? This seems excessive. And so they reviewed it. And they raised it from 16 years to 19 years. Keep in mind, the guy's 72 years old. He has lost 80 pounds since he was put in the Saudi prison. He's in a hellhole of a prison. And his son says basically what Saudi Arabia has done, what Mohammed bin Salman has done, is give the middle finger to Joe Biden and the United States. And I agree with that assessment. This is awful. This is wrong. This should not be going on. So... Alrighty, so let's pick up your phone calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, how's our numbers guy today?
Hey. Yeah, I was thinking about all the times that I've called your program and talked about how many Republicans have given us recessions. And like I said, it's 10 out of the last 11. Your listeners, if they want to check my numbers, they could go to the NBER website. That's the National Bureau of Economic Research. They're the only entity in America that can identify when a recession starts and ends. Mm-hmm. And they have a full record going all the way back to the 1800s of where and when every recession took place. Wow. All you have to do is just add, to your knowledge of when Republicans and Democrats were in the White House.
Is that NBER.gov?
NBER. You can just do NBER and search, and you'll get the National Bureau of Economic Research.
Great.
And so you match those up with Republicans and Democrats being in the White House, and you'll get that number of 10 out of the last 11. And you'll also get the last 126 years, every Republican president in the history who's ever been in the White House has given us a recession in his first term. Wow. And you have, again, you have to do the work because the NBER does not do it for you. You have to match the presidents with the times.
Does this go all the way back to Abe Lincoln?
This goes all the way back to McKinley.
McKinley.
He was the
1896.
He died in the second. Yeah.
Yeah, he died in 1901. Yeah.
Term. Right, and then Roosevelt took over, and he's a one term president, even though people think he had two terms.
Teddy.
That's because he finished most of McKinley's second term.
Right.
And he tried to run again, and Taft beat him.
Yeah.
It might not have been Taft, but one of those.
No, it was William Howard Taft replaced him. Yeah. In 1908.
And so Taft had two recessions. He had two recessions in one term, and so when you're looking at this, you will realize just how detrimental Republicans are. That's the reason why, right up until 2016, Republicans, in having all these recessions, had seen 0 points added to the markets in all three major markets. They had seen no points added. It was only when the current Fed chair decided he wanted to try to put some points on the books for the Republicans, so he spent something like $5 trillion to help Donald Trump try to get a second term.
Right.
It's that $5 trillion that allowed Donald Trump to see roughly, I think it was 1,100 points in the Dow. That went up that high only because over the last 12 years, the Federal Reserve has spent $9 trillion trying to help Republicans.
Right, and specifically Jerome Powell.
And he has since spent almost $1 trillion, buying those assets back, meaning that when you couple that up with the Fed rate hikes that Biden is seeing, those are two very powerful tools that he's using to actually cause the stock market stagnate.
Right. So Jerome Powell goosed the economy for Trump, and he's crushing the economy for Biden.
Doing the exact opposite policies.
Yeah.
So he increasing the Fed rate for Biden, and he's selling stocks. And I've been trying to find out just what stocks he's selling. I suspect it's in the tech sector, because the tech sector right now is kind of going down. And that same sector is the sector that he bought and caused Donald Trump to see 11,000 points added. He's changed his policy depending on who's the president of the United States.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way. Larry, thank you. You always bring it. You should write a book or start a Substack newsletter. You have such great information. Larry, thank you very much. And if you ever decide to do either of those two things, let me know. I'll share with you whatever I can to help you. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with your calls on Anything Goes Friday right after this. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. And welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I think more and more that China is more of an existential threat, because I'm sure President Xi slapped his forehead every time Biden said "Made in America," because that means the end of trade with them, and they have no reason to be nice.
My concern is that Xi seems to be going down the path that so many people who believe their own, you know, BS
dictators.
Become, you know, the Joseph Stalin, Napoleon, Adolf Hitler.
It seems that he's starting to believe his own BS, and that's a very dangerous thing. Uh-huh. They shouldn't have given him another term.
Right. And on the other hand, in Turkey, we're giving them all this aid now. You think it might make them want to let Sweden and Finland into NATO?
That's a good question.
Or help?
They're not blocking Finland. I mean, they're only blocking Sweden. But
because they said bad things?
I beg your pardon?
Because they said bad things or something?
What happened was there was a Quran was burned in, I believe it was in Stockholm, by by you know their equivalent of Judge Moore, you know, that one of these right wing fundamentalists who's you know yelling and screaming about Islam as a satanic religion, quack quack, and because they have freedom of speech in Sweden, they didn't stop him, they didn't arrest him, they didn't imprison him, they did condemn him.
Right.
I mean, the government officially condemned him, but he was not imprisoned, and so Turkey is protesting that. And he did it outside the Turkish embassy.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah. I guess that's enough for a dictator to get upset.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it's interesting. And like I said, China is kind of scary now, all the stuff they're doing. And they're watching what's going on in Ukraine. And
I would hope that we could build a stronger relationship with China. I mean, notwithstanding my comments about Xi just a moment ago, if China and Russia hook up, then we're back to the axis, you know, we're back to a bipolar world. And that's a very, very dangerous place to be. It's much better to have a multipolar world.
Yeah, but you have to get back to these presidents for life, or what they call dictators. They have to go before anything will change.
Yeah, this is a problem.
And Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Tom? Hello?
I'm still here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I remember you talking long ago about the Iroquois Nation and how it was part matriarchal and the women chose when to go to war. But women also chose who became chief.
That's correct.
Because they had grown up with that guy. And Trump would have never, ever, you know, that's why they had 500 years of peace.
Yeah.
Because they elected good leaders.
Yeah, only women could vote, basically, in at least five of the six Iroquois Nations. There's going to be a lot of information about that in my next book, The Hidden History of American Democracy, which is available for pre-order right now. Shameless plug.
I'm ready.
It's great stuff. I've spent the last year doing a deep dive into this, particularly into Ben Franklin. I mean, he was the guy who really brought the Indians into the Constitution and everything else. Bill, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's good to hear from you. I appreciate it. We'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Friday on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And the White House just announced that Joe Biden is going to travel to Poland before the one-year anniversary of the invasion, which is February 24th. So in the next little bit here. You know, you could do the flowers thing again this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful, the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers append over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention the Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, so you'll sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do, whether it's their luxury sheets.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear today with a high of 46. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 30. Tonight, clear skies. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow, high of 48. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers. Wednesday, chance for snow on Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
I once used a tube to suck snot out of a stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Hey, looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Then let me introduce you to the very best way to vacation, American Cruise Lines. Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and not to mention delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights, as the crew provides not only the highest level of personalized service, but some of the very best food you've ever had. Simply request your free cruise guide at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Laura in Marion, Iowa. Hey, Laura, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to talk just a little bit about the situation here in Iowa. I have a little bit of a good news story and then a question. So as you're aware, we've taken kind of a turn to the red, and we're trying to figure out best ways to get our rural voters more aware of message. So I have been talking, I've been a Democratic activist for a long time. So I have been talking to some of the Iowa Democratic Party leadership, and I think I finally have them listening to me about the possibility of radio. When I sent them that article you shared about Hispanic radio, it's causing them to listen. So I think maybe they're going to move forward on that. So my next initiative is to consider how can I get them to put the free speech links into their various websites or in their newsletters and those kinds of things. And I wanted to ask, do we have any, have to have any approvals or anything to connect Free Speech TV to our various websites or newsletters, or can we just do that?
You can just do it. And Free Speech will be TV will be very happy. And the best thing that you could do in Iowa is if there are, you know, wealthy Democratic business people in Iowa who are looking for an investment that, you know, will probably take a year or two to turn a profit, but over time it will, then will have a consequential, a significant and substantial impact on the politics of the state. I encourage them to buy radio stations, and particularly some of the larger ones that might blow a signal across the whole state.
Yeah, I have been pursuing that a little bit with them. So one of the dynamics that has really changed here this year, with the first in the nation caucus status going away, this is really going to affect our ability to fund candidates and things, because the presidential candidates used to give money for like staff people and offices and sort of things like that. But our new Democratic Party chair, who was just elected, her time is really going to be focused on fundraising. So they're going to hit up those big donors to help fund some things. But I will keep singing this song about get us on the radio. I forwarded those articles also about how Wisconsin built their radio station. And now I'm going to go on this free speech pitch to try and get them to put them on our various websites and newsletters.
Great.
So we're trying, but it's going to be a heavy lift here.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's, we are at very much Johnny Come Latelys here. The Republicans started building a right-wing radio infrastructure in the mid-1980s. Limbaugh went on the air in 88, I think, 87 or 88. And that, you know, which with millions of dollars behind him and launched on about the same number of stations as Air America launched on. But they, you know, they just kept growing and growing and kept pouring money into it. We really need to do it. So, Laura, good luck. Keep us up to date, okay? Okay. Thanks a lot. Dion in Monroe, Louisiana. Hey, Dion, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
I'm well. What's up?
Okay. I wanted to disagree with you and another caller, but before I do my disagreement, I would like to say I'm glad Biden is president. I could not stomach another term of you know who.
Yeah.
He who shall not be named. What I disagree with is, you know, Biden's redeemability, because the American Rescue Plan didn't need to be cut up into two. He could have done better with that. He could have.
Actually, he couldn't. The challenge that he faced was Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema. The original proposal they put forward was originally was $6 billion, then it went or trillion, then it went down to $3 trillion, and you know they ended up with about a trillion.
Right.
But that was the result of Manchin and Sinema. That was not Joe Biden's idea. He wanted the $3 trillion.
I know, but I did not see Biden going on a tour of "We need to get this bill passed." As
he
one
met
package.
With them multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, I think he tried to bring some public pressure on them, but you know, there's a certain point where you don't want to break your own party.
No, you don't want to break your own party, but I don't think that he has seen the error of his ways from his past votes.
Oh, I think
Biden is one of the most conservative Democrats.
He was.
That has.
He's not now.
Well,
he's definitely not now.
Okay, maybe I'm missing something. Explain to me why you feel he isn't now.
Sure. Biden was one of the co-authors in 2005 of the bankruptcy reforms that made it impossible to get out of student debt with bankruptcy. And his whole argument was, you know, people need to be responsible. Really, what was going on was that much of Biden's political career had been financed by the big banks out of Delaware. He's now at the point in his career, I'm convinced, where he doesn't care. He doesn't need their money. He's president of the United States. He's and he realizes that those policies are no longer popular. They were actually popular with, you know, a majority of Americans for a long time. And that was, you know, again, a testimonial to the effectiveness of right-wing talk radio all across the country and you know, and right-wing presence on television media as well, particularly Fox News. But, you know, it's clear to me that Biden has just abandoned all that. Biden is taking positions that are identical to Bernie Sanders' positions.
I don't see that.
I encourage you to check it out. Dion, I need to move along, but, you know, you should check out some of his. In fact, just go back and read his State of the Union address. I think you'll find an awful lot there. Ben in Kansas City, Kansas. Hey, Ben, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Still enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Immensely. So, listening to you today, and there's been some talkers talking along the same line, but, you know, in my opinion, they do away with the black history books because they don't want people to know what happened, and that stirs up anger, mainly because they see a lot of the same things happening today.
Yeah, in a different context and with a different intensity.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and the gay thing, that's just a religious thing there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I could see them taking away stories and books about the Dark Ages, because that also would tell people what it was like when church and state were together, and they don't. I've got a feeling they won't want people to look back on that either.
Oh yeah, and they're probably trying to strip the Salem witch trials out too.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, because all that was bogus as well.
Yep.
But my concern is that, you know, the Catholic Church is pushing all these religious agendas here in this country, and that's just fine with the right wing. They'll go right along with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it is my feelings that still, and I've said this before, that church and state is the biggest agenda to unionize them by the Catholic Church. And I just feel that, you know, we've got concerns that your previous caller said, if you don't give a little, you know, the country could go down. But I believe this church and state issue is the biggest issue, and that will take down the country and the world. And I know it's inevitable. I know that you read the Bible. I heard you say the other day that you pray in the mornings, and I think all that is wonderful. But Revelation speaks of this and speaks of God's people being imprisoned and killed. So the only way that could happen is if church and state are together. And there's also a book you can read that explains all of this very well, and you can fact check it. In fact, I would encourage you to fact check all of it. And
I don't think you can fact check Revelation, Ben. I mean, I back in the 70s, I read the late great Planeter, all Hal Lindsey's stuff, and all those other things, and got pretty upset about it for a while, but. Prophecy is prophecy, whether it's Joseph Smith or Paul or whatever. My concern is that religion should not be running our country. That's not how our country was set up. We need to be pushing back aggressively against this. And on top of that, the numbers I was sharing with you about these people who call themselves Christian nationalists, as terrible as their positions are. They represent fewer than 20% of Americans. They're like 1 in 7 Americans, more or less, rather than 1 in 5. And so we've just got some education work to do, in my opinion. Ben, thank you for the call. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, happy anti-fascist Friday, Tom, and safe travels to you this weekend.
Thank you,
Tom. You bet. And Tom, like everyone else, I give President Biden a thumbs up for the State of the Union speech. But I do think you'll agree with me, we still have to keep up the pressure from the left. And that applies not only to policy stuff, but also his personnel decisions. Common Dreams had a post last night about how the Secretary of Labor, Marty Walsh, is probably going to be stepping down soon. And although the Deputy Secretary of Labor, Julie Hsu, would be a perfect choice, she's an Asian-American progressive, inexplicably, Nancy Pelosi's trying to work behind the scenes to push the president to choose Sean Patrick Maloney, who's a centrist. Centrist who lost his reelection campaign. So that would be a huge mistake. We got to get Julie Hsu in there. And also, Tom, over at the post office, President Biden still hasn't filled 2 empty Trump-appointed board seats. They became vacant in December. And meanwhile, DeJoy's planning to lay off 50,000 post office employees.
So aren't those nominations waiting on the Senate, or has he not put them forward? Forgive me for not being so up on this as I should be, probably.
Well, I confess I don't know the exact.
I thought he had nominated 2 people. In fact, I have a vague recollection of having read their names on the air back when it happened, but I think that it has to go through the Senate.
Okay. I mean, I was just looking at Robert Reich's Twitter feed yesterday, and he said there's 2 empty seats still from December, but you might be right. But let's get to joy out of there before 50,000 post office workers lose their jobs.
And finally, Tom,
I agree with you, that the president shouldn't roll around in the mud with MAGA extremists, but he needs to stay laser focused like FDR was, and calling out corporate and oligarchic greed. And, the railroad companies, as you highlighted with that Lever News piece, would be a good start. But let's go after big oil and with a windfall profits tax.
Jeff, I'm with you. Windfall profits tax, yes.
To Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you in the water cooler wars. Right back with your calls right after this.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader.
Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. You know, Valentine's Day is next week, and you could do the flowers thing again, but it's kind of old, isn't it? Plus, they droop and dry up and get dumped. I'll tell you what, Louise and I absolutely love our Cozy Earth sheets. They're like a combination of silk and cotton. I've never felt anything this, it's just softest, most luxurious, and they're responsibly sourced bedding, but they use only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention the Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, their loungewear, their pajamas, another great Valentine's Day gift, or their premium waffle bath towels, you're going to love shopping at Cozy Earth. And I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth bedding right now. Just go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, and you'll save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls, AJ in La Mesa, California. Hey, AJ, what's up?
Good Friday to you, Tom.
Thank you. Back at you.
Quick suggestion, in case you haven't looked up the search engine you had recommended yesterday and also during the hiatus during the holidays when you were playing archived programs, MUO, Make Use Of website, has an article from October 2022 titled, Seven Reasons You Shouldn't Use Neva, the new, quote,
really?
Tracker.
What are the reasons?
Well, they deep dive into it, and it's not as private as one might think. In other words, your searches and the sites you visit may indeed be tracked.
Oh, I know that. That's true of any of your... Well, it's not true of DuckDuckGo, apparently, but that's certainly true of Google. I'm not so worried about being tracked, frankly, AJ. I'm more concerned with... The thing I loved about Neva is on every search response, it gives you all the links, you know, that you can link to, and there's a little up thumb and a down thumb. And so, like, if I'm searching on taxes or something, you know, the top 10 hits are always going to be right-wing websites. Well, I just down-thumb them, and they never show me those websites again. And it allows me to customize my searches, which is, like, really important and valuable to me.
Yes. Well, for listeners who may be concerned about their privacy, a quick search will bring up such sites as Software Testing Help. Another one is Be Encrypted, 15 Best Private Search Engines. These are all reviews from this year, 2023.
Right.
There's also the VPN Mentor site, the Restore Privacy site, all of which are highly reputable. I work in computer security, so that's for a heads up for what it's worth.
Good. Well, thank you, AJ. I appreciate the information. I'll have to use Neva to search about Neva and see what it says. It'll be interesting.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, AJ. Larry in Bellevue, Iowa. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, congratulations on an incredible show today.
Well, thank you. We only have about 50 seconds left, though, so we got to get right to it, Larry.
Oh, last caller. Joyce has done an incredible job at screening. I wanted to call in regard to Sam, I think it was earlier, about Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And I so much wanted to learn more Black history.
Yeah.
It's given such a short shrift. It's even given...
Yeah. Well, Sam mentioned he's learning an awful lot from Joe Madison's show on the Urban View channel over on Sirius XM. It's right next to the progressive channel that I'm on channel 127. I think it's channel 126, and Joe's show precedes mine, and Joe just does a great job over there too. So if you're interested in Black history and what's going on in the Black community, Joe, I can't recommend Joe highly enough. Larry, I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but I look forward to future conversations. Thanks so much for calling in today. We'll be back on, you know, next week. As I said, I'll be gone Monday, but Jefferson will be here. I'll be back with you on Tuesday. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. Get out there, tag, you're it. Plus, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Joyce the Hammer, Nance, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Von Hardenbaum, Chase Frost, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, O'Connor Arroyo, and Carna Verde, all the fine folks who help make this show work every single day. Thank you to them, and thank you to you. We'll see you on Tuesday. I'll see you on Tuesday. We'll be back on the air on Monday, as I said. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there. You could say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write them a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide
Prevention. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.